We're visiting actually with our next guest and good friend and old friend from right here in Grand Marais, Micah Monroe. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us.
Who you calling old?
Yeah, that didn't come out quite well. Me,
but thank you.
Long time friend.
Great to be here. Yeah,
yeah. Nice to have you. And in a little bit different time slot. Normally you're with us in the last hour.
Yeah,
but you've got a gig tonight.
Yep, playing Bluefin.
Okay, Bluefin.
Bluefin Bay.
What time you start there?
I start there at 8 o'clock.
Okay,
8 to 10.
Great. Well, nice of you to make some time to come over here.
Always love to.
And we want to talk a little bit about your new CD. You've got a CD that literally is within days of coming out.
We just sent it off for duplication at the beginning of the week.
And last time I was on this program, you were also on the program, and you were talking, I think, about this project. And it's a CD of all... Did anybody say albums anymore? Do they?
Albums is a great way to say it now. People that are making... CDs are saying it's an album.
It's an album. Yeah. At any rate, these are all covers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all covers of folk music that I grew up with from the 60s and early 70s that really inspired me to get into music because I loved the songwriter approach and what these great artists like Cat Stevens and James Taylor and Joni Mitchell and Simon and Garfunkel and Gordon Lightfoot, the stuff that they were saying and the way they... put it together in these beautiful, mostly guitar and voice arrangements.
And this also is a little bit different in some regard because this isn't just you.
No.
You're working with other musicians.
Yeah, I've been working alone for a long time. and this year, in fact, has been a lot of collaboration. I've done a bunch of things with other people for different events, and it's been really fun. I've really enjoyed it,
good.
And it's been inspiring for me. So this album has two other players on it. Gordy Johnson is this incredible upright string bass player.
You mean he's upright? No.
Most of the time, yeah. and I love the sound of acoustic upright bass, and it's perfect for the folk music. So. Uh-huh. It just sounded great, and I'm loving the fact that we get to play it live for the CD release when we're doing that at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater on the 10th and 11th of April.
Great.
Yeah, and we're almost sold out already.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's great for two nights.
And then who else is on it with him?
Noah Hain, who's done work with me before. He's been on a couple of live shows with me, and he's on one of my albums as well. He's an incredible harmonica player that just... He blows my mind what he gets out of his harmonica, but he's also a great percussionist. He graduated from college as a percussionist, so he's doing both on the album and also doing some singing.
Well, great, great.
So
when you're talking about the upright bass, you know, you go back to, when you were talking also folk, go back to the early folk days, the late 60s, even mid to early 60s, all of the groups had an upright bass.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, as far as covers go, I've just played two of them tonight. You know, Don McLean doing Crying, you know, which was a Roy Orbison big hit.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
I just thought of it now. And then Joan Osborne doing Spooky.
Oh, yeah.
Which came. So I think it really helps bring those songs back alive.
It does.
In a lot of ways.
And it's fun to approach them in a different way, too. I mean, some of these I tried to stay... pretty close to the original arrangements, but some of them I like took them in a totally different place and really had fun doing it. Yeah,
that's a great project. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Are we going to hear something off the CD first? Is that what we're going?
Yeah, why don't we play the first one? We ended up the way we're doing this album this time too. It's a whole different approach too because we've had to fund every album. Up until this point, I haven't had a major label behind me, and so Deborah and I have foot the bill and made it work with the CD sales kind of covering it later on. But this time, we went with a Kickstarter program that has been just great. The response has been wonderful, so our fans are helping us make this thing happen. And we're like almost to our goal. We've got till the 1st of April. To reach the goal. And the thing with Kickstarter is if you don't reach your goal by that date, with your money monetary goal, then you don't get anything, and the people don't get any of their rewards either. So it's like we were tense in the beginning going, are we going to make this happen? And now I'm sure we are, because we're just a few hundred bucks away from it.
Sounds like a challenge on the pledge drive. If you don't get it all, you don't get any of it.
That's right. Yeah. It is. Yeah. And in fact, we have a bell in the house. Whenever something happens, I ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Yesterday was great. We got two people that want a house concert, and those are like $1,000 a piece. And,
wow.
And then somebody else who wants me to write a song for them. And so there's all kinds of different cool pledge things, but you get a reward for anything that you do, like from just getting a signed CD for a small amount or a mm-hmm. download, all the way up to being an executive producer. We have two of them on the album, where they get their name on the album.
How Very do people cool. find this?
You can find it through our website, michaelmonroemusic.com, or you can also go to the Kickstarter website and look for Michael Monroe Feeling Groovy, which is the song that you're about to play.
And they want to be sure that they find you there and not some of the other Michael Monroes that pop up.
I don't think there's any other Michael Monroes doing that part, so we're pretty safe.
Just
bring up the Feeling Groovy thing and you'll see. There's a video there where I'm talking about what we're doing and all the list of all the rewards that you can get for contributing. So we're hoping people will jump on it in this next week and make it happen.
Great, great. Well, let's have a listen to the first cut off the new CD.
Yeah.
Make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun, feeling groovy. Feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? Come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do-do-do-do, feeling groovy. Ba-da-ba-da-do-da-do, feeling groovy. Ain't got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Ba-da-ba-do-do-da-do, feeling groovy. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down those cobblestones, looking for fun, feeling groovy. Bada bada.
Michael Monroe, Feeling Groovy. Now, that was excellent, by the way. Really, really nice. But, and boy, the two other musicians really
Yeah, they add a lot, don't they?
Yeah,
oh man,
just incredible.
That real bass and
the percussion.
The percussion is really, he's just such a great musician.
It was terrific. But now that's when you kind of took a little bit away from the traditional and then brought it back again.
Yeah, it's folk.
I didn't know you did scat.
Folk jazz scat thing. Yeah, and it's odd, you know. The name of the album is Folk Legends, and I think of Simon and Garfunkel as folk legends, although they were also very pop.
Yep.
And then I took it into the jazz thing. So it's a kind of a cross genre thing going on.
Well, and from the ones that you talked about, all of those performers were not just strictly
right. Yeah, they all ventured
into
the... They
all did lots of different areas. Yeah. And,
well, the 60s and 70s were a time when folk was pop.
Sure.
In many ways, you know, and so a lot of people think of folk legends as, you know, older folk musicians that from, you know, really traditional stuff.
Yeah.
But that's this is what I grew up with, and so that's I'm sticking with that.
A lot of great music came out of those eras.
Oh boy,
you know, at that time.
I guess.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. You can still hear some of it when PBS does their pledge drives. They bring back the folks doing that kind of music,
right.
And the Peter, Paul, and Mary specials. And you talked about Kickstarter and kind of a whole new way to fund making an album. But the way you did it also, I mean, as opposed to the day when musicians got together in a studio and did it.
Right.
You said the three of you never even got together.
No. Well, I've been working on this for 3 months. I started in December, and I had the set list pretty much what I wanted to do for the most part. And some stuff popped up that, like Deb said, what about this one? And so I recorded about 6 songs, and I knew I wanted these other players on it. And I was working out whether to have them come up for a weekend and do a session in the studio here. But then I thought, wow. You know, they probably have the same recording program as I do. And so I called them up and I said, do you have Pro Tools? And Gordy said, oh, yeah, I've done that before. No problem. Just send me the session. So, and Noah, too, also used, I knew he used Pro Tools. So I had put it on a DVD and sent it to him. I mean, you can also do it online, but we still don't have the broadband up at our place.
Right.
So that would not work. So I sent him a DVD of the session. They recorded their parts and sent them back. And I was able to put them back into my session and mix it all down.
So they're basically listening to you and doing their deal while they're listening.
Yeah,
they're following you.
Yep, they put on the session and they can control what they want to hear so that they can play their part the best. And then, it just worked out great.
I remember talking to, I think that John Gorka and Eliza Gilkison and Lucy Kaplansky did a CD, Red Horse, and I don't think they ever saw each other.
Yeah.
And so it's just really interesting how doing old music a brand new way.
Well, now they really know the tunes, so for the show, we're just getting together the night before and setting up the gear and doing a rehearsal that night, and then we'll be ready to go for it the next 2 nights.
Want to talk about that a little bit too, but how about switching from the CD to live?
Sure.
Can you do something off the album?
Yes. I never thought I would record this song, and because it was so overplayed, and I loved it in the beginning, and then when it gets overplayed, you go, okay, that one again. You know? So, it was odd that I just stumbled on an arrangement that kind of took it in a different place, so. All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me and tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now that they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. And every song I sing, I'm gonna sing for you. And when I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me, smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. But now the time has come to leave you. Just one more time, let me kiss you. Close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time when I won't have to say kiss me, smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go.
That was great.
That was beautiful.
That was great. That and cadence, I'm not overstating it.
Thanks. That cadence just lends so much more intimacy to that song.
Yeah.
It just brings it right down to
earth. I surprised me. I was like weeping as I was recording it. I was going, how did this happen?
Much to my friend Mary Igoe's chagrin, I'm a huge John Denver fan. Oh, yeah. And I love Peter, Paul, and Mary. But when you started doing that, I thought, oh, no, not again. Because I've become so sick of that song.
Yeah.
And how difficult is it to do a song like that where we've all heard it thousands of times, basically kind of done the same way, to do it differently like that? Does your mind keep wanting to go?
I don't know how it happened. I just went into the studio thinking, well, this is on my list. I know I want to do it. If I can find something that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I didn't want to do it the way John Denver does it, because he's a much higher voice for one thing, and it was a different time, mm-hmm. too. And mm-hmm. Peter, Paul, and Mary was the first group I heard do it, and loved, you know, what they did at the time also, but I was tired of that version too. Yeah, so yeah. I think it was just that first.
Yes.
Those two chords kind of just, they're essentially the similar chords, but there's a different moody kind of vibe to them that made me want to do the whole song that way. Well,
I think Buck hit it on the head. You brought an intimacy to it that's Yeah. I've never heard there before.
It's yeah, well, it's bare bones. That's the way I recorded it, too. This one was different, too. I just went live in the studio and with a mic on the guitar and a mic on my voice and did a couple takes and went, that's the one. And usually I'm multi-tracking. I'm putting the guitar part down and getting it perfect and then putting the vocals down and getting them perfect. And so a few songs I did that way on this album where it's just guitar and voice one time through.
Well, it sure worked there.
Yeah,
sure
thanks. There. I feel good about it.
And that one was a challenge.
Yeah.
Because I think we'd all agree what Bob said and you said about that one's kind of worn out in our brains.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping that it'll bring some new life. I have a good friend down in the cities who's a musician, and she saw it on the list, and she said, well, he's doing that one? Oh, my God.
Everybody's done that one.
She was in the front row of the show that I did, and she was in tears by the time the thing was over, and it was wonderful to see that it touched her in a different way.
Yeah. Now, talk about the CD release party.
It's Chanhassen Dinner Theater has a fireside theater that is especially for music, and it's not it's separate from their other theater. And they've been doing a tribute series over the years where they feature like a rock tribute or a famous female singer's tribute. And so I was in there listening to a friend that was playing in the lounge there, and then the owners came in and we started talking, and they were familiar with my music. And as we were talking, we said, you know, what about a folk legends tribute? And I mentioned the people that I was thinking of, and they went, yeah, let's do that.
So
the album was actually the afterthought of the show that we're going to do. And I thought, we should record these, because people have been asking me to record these songs for years.
So
it was first it was just going to be the show.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to do the CD, and we turned it into the CD release.
Yeah. When was the show?
It's going to be the...
Oh, it's going to be.
Yep, still coming.
Yeah.
We were talking with them last summer when we put all this together.
Yeah.
So the 10th and 11th of April.
Okay.
Yep.
And if people were going to be in the cities and wanted to catch that, even though I know you said that it's almost sold out, how would they do that?
We've got...
ChanhassenDinnerTheater.com, I suppose.
Yep. Yeah, just go to their website and you can buy tickets there. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know how to get there, you can go to MichaelMonroeMusic.com and we've got the link.
The link.
Yeah.
Super. Same way as far as people want to order the CD?
Yeah, the greatest way to get the CD is to pre-order it through the Kickstarter. And you can also go directly to us. If you don't like to go on a site like that, you can go to us and we'll put it in for you.
Okay.
So that's a great way to do it, because it's supporting our Kickstarter deal and getting us to our goal. You get the CD before the CD release.
So
you'll get it like the week before. Or you can go to the show and enjoy the show and pick it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. What are we going to do now? Are we doing another CD? Or are we doing a live? Or what are we...
Let's do one from the CD. Let's do track number 6. And I think we have to do the whole thing. It's only a 3.5-minute song. So this one I've had a lot of fun doing with Noah Hain. And we did once, like 2-3 years ago, just he and I. And it just... turned out great on the recording, too. It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
How can I try to explain when I do, he turns away again?
It's always been the same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
All the times that I cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Very cool.
Isn't that cool. Fun?
Yeah.
One of my favorites, that song, Message and Song.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, he could be my kid in his age. He's in his 30s, so.
Huh. Interesting blend of really different voices.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like that contrast, too.
And I see what you mean about the harmonica. Oh my goodness.
Well, if we have time, we'll play another one where he just like blows my mind also. I mean, every time he picks it up, whether it's a ballad or a heavy-duty rhythm song, he's just nails it.
Yeah, you know? Very good. Well, unfortunately, the clock is moving, and I wish we did have more time.
Okay.
But once again, we're talking about the name of the CD.
Folk Legends.
Folk Legends.
Yep.
Michael Monroe. It'll be out soon, and we... It's funded through Kickstarter, so the best way to do it would be to go to kickstarter.com.
Yep. And Michael Monroe Feeling Groovy. Feeling Groovy is the fund name, yep.
Yeah.
And you can also go to our website and find all kinds of information. Make sure you put the music part in after my name, michaelmonroemusic.com.
Right.
And cool rewards. One of the just a quick mention, we put all of my music on a USB drive. And I've been selling that for a little while. But now what we did was we found a wooden guitar. We've designed a wooden guitar replica of my Snow Leopard guitar.
Oh, is that right?
That is a USB drive.
Oh, you're kidding.
Has all of my music on it. And you can get it either with just the Folk Legends album or over 100 songs of all of my stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very fun. Yeah. And house concerts are part of the rewards. I can do a home concert in people's homes, write a song for them. Really check it out on the website.
That's really a cool way to do it.
Yeah. I'm loving it. I'm good. Loving the support we've found. So thanks,
great.
Everybody.
Well, and thank you once again.
My pleasure.
I always appreciate it when you come in. Love having you here. And I mean, you're not only a great musician, but fun to talk to, too.
Well,
so.
Great to be here. You guys are fun to talk to.
Best of luck. And if I don't, which I probably won't, best of luck with the CD release
part. All right. Yeah. Okay.